Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day today in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's given us opportunity to share the Word once again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening here in the United States to the broadcast. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Iraq, Mexico. Welcome, Philippines, and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests and comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day, and wherever you listen to me at, as we wait for my brother Robert to come on, wherever you listen to me at, let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is God. Father, we thank you for another opportunity you've given us this day. Lord God, we come to assemble together today, not in vain. We come to assemble before Almighty God, that we may hear your voice through your spirit as we enter into your word. Father, I pray that you will bless the speakers tonight, as well as those that are hearing. And Father, in Jesus' name, let your word go forth to be rightly divided. So, Lord God, I pray today for a move of your spirit as we give your word out unto the people. And we will give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Tonight, we have started a new series. It's called The Times of Restoration and Restitution. The Times of Restoration and Restitution. Now, we have a 30-minute broadcast tonight. This is more like an opening, amen, and praise be to God. We're going to give you what we can give you within this time frame. So once again, the title of this lesson tonight is The Times of Restoration and Restitution. God talks about the restitution and restoration of all things, and he talks and tells us when it shall be. So we're going to let the scriptures tell us when. We're going to go into the Word of God. For many of you who have been listening to the broadcast have heard us talk about God restoring the restitution, restoration of all things. Well, now we're going straight into the scripture and let the word of God tell you when it is time for this work of restitution and restoration is to be. And so before we go into that, I want to once again give you some definition of these two words. Now, I did this on another broadcast before, which was titled The Original Setup, The People. And I want to give you these definitions again before we go any further. The times of restoration and restitution. Restoration, or the word restore, means to reconstitute, the original Greek word to reconstitute. In health, home, organization, it means also to restore again. And when you reconstitute something, you constitute it again or anew, especially to a former condition by adding water. Now, what does it mean to constitute? When you constitute something again, it means to set up, to establish, to appoint to an office, function, or dignity. Okay? Hallelujah. Also, when you deal with restoring, according to Webster, there's four things also involved. When you deal with restoring something, it means to give back or return. It means to put or bring back into existence or use. It means to bring back to or put back into a former or original state. And it also means to put again in possession of something. Now, when you talk about the restitution, restoration of all things, No doubt that when you talk about the complete package, all these definitions is going to apply. Now, the word restitution, the original Greek word for the word restitution means reconstitution, okay? And this is the same as to reconstitute. Now, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day. Thank God for you joining us, brother, and another opportunity for us to give the word of God to the listeners and to continue to drop this pain on the devil that makes his body ache all over. Thank God for that. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was just sharing with the listeners once again. I gave them the definition of the word restore or restoration. And I am now giving them the definition of the word restitution. The original Greek word for the word restitution means reconstitution, which is the same as reconstitute, which is the Greek word for the word restore. It also means an act of restoring or a condition of being restored. A restoration of something to its rightful owner. Okay? I'm giving the people definitions of the word restitution.
Amen.
It also means a making good of or giving an equivalent for some injury. So restoration and restitution, they're two close words. They sometimes you use interchangeably, but they have a difference, as I've given you the definition there. And both of them is dealing with in the work of the Lord in the last days, that God is going to cause a restoration, things, glory be to God, back in the order that he once had it before. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
And on this part here, tonight we're talking about the times of restoration and restitution. Many of you, as I said before, when you hear us on the broadcast, we continually telling you about God's work of restitution, restoration. Now we're going to start in this part of the series and let the word of God tell you when this restitution or restoration is going to be. I'm going to read one scripture and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother since we just have a 30-minute broadcast. Let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, and as my brother have told you many times, I'm starting off with a setup. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, as we talk about what the word of God tells us about when this time of restitution and restoration shall be. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of God said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The word of God tells us that there is a season or time, hallelujah, to every purpose under the heaven. And so since we're talking about the work of restoration and restitution, that means that there is a season or time for the work of the restoration or restitution to begin and be. Hallelujah. And the word of God says that there is a time for every purpose under heaven. Once again, that includes this work of restoration and restitution. Now remember that when God does a work, it is always on his calendar or on his timetable frame. It is going by his watch, you know, not our watch, but by his watch. Glory be to God. And this is why in this part of the series, we're going to be talking to you from the scriptures and let the word of God point out to you, as we have been telling you, that this is the days, the time of the restitution, restoration of all things. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to start at Matthew 17 chapter. And I'm going to lay a I'm going to start from the first verse. I'll start from the first verse. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First to the just read on until I tell you to stop, brother.
Amen. Matthew chapter 17. We starting at the first verse. Okay. Matthew chapter 17, start at verse 1 to verse 12. You have your Bibles. We ask that you join in with us. If you don't, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, we just asking you, would you write this down so you can take it to the Lord? Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 said, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we talk to you about restoration, okay? And the reason why we're starting off like this is because we want you to get a clear understanding, okay? Now, we were already going over this before, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But we feel the need to go over it again, okay, this part. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. While Jesus, hallelujah, he took his 3 of his disciples, hallelujah, up to this mountain, and he transfigured himself there before their faces. And they saw his face shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light, okay? Thank you, Jesus. They saw Jesus in a resurrected state, okay? That's what they saw, they were seeing, okay? And they were seeing his glory, his power, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the significance of these 2 men, Moses and Elijah, okay, is that, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus is showing that he is the Lord God, okay? That's one thing he was showing them, okay? But they didn't get it at the time, okay? But that's what he was showing them. He was showing them he has power, hallelujah, both he's the power of resurrection, okay? Remember what Jesus said in the 11th chapter of John? He said, I am the resurrection and the life, right?
Amen.
He said, he was on me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Okay? So that Jesus has the power, hallelujah, both to give life and to take life. He has that power. Okay? It's like he has power to forgive sins. Okay? He has power to hallelujah. But that's like he has the power to heal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the kind of power he has. Okay? Now, these men, Moses, was dead, okay? Because we read in the Old Testament that God said Moses is dead, right?
Amen.
Right? Moses was dead.
Amen.
He wasn't hidden somewhere. God didn't take him to heaven. He was dead. Okay?
Amen.
Because no man could enter into heaven at that time. Okay? Not Elias, not nobody. Okay? Could enter into heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And Elijah, as great as he was, he still couldn't enter into heaven because the blood had to be shed for him and for Moses, just like it had to be shed for me and you, okay?
Amen.
But it was showing the reason why God, the Lord let you see this is to let you know that he is God and that he has the power and he is the resurrection and the life. And that he can raise up a person whenever, however he will, okay? He's God. He can do it. So when he went up that mountain, okay, and he called them, they came. Because he's the Lord, okay? Get that straight. How did he do that? He's God. That's how he did it. And a lot of people they so silly. A lot of Christians they so silly. They sitting up and still sitting around here like they don't know what the Word of God says concerning the resurrection and stuff like that. Nobody was alive, okay? Nobody was still living, okay? That died. Moses was dead, and Elias was hidden somewhere, okay? His body was hidden somewhere so that people wouldn't sit there because all those people they would have shrouded the Moses wherever he was. They would have been hanging around his tomb, and they would have been hanging around Elias' tomb. Okay, tell us, I'm a soak in that power. That's why God didn't let it. And I hate to take up all this time like this to tell you this, okay? But it's important for you to know this, okay? Because men
Amen.
Like to worship, okay? God made us to worship him, okay? But a lot of times we end up worshiping other things, and we get off. We get off on the wrong foot, and we start worshiping
Amen.
Everything that moves. And then the fourth verse says, and then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Okay, because they didn't understand, still didn't understand. That's only one that you're supposed to worship. You're going to make a tabernacle for Moses. You're going to make a tabernacle for Elias. And you're going to make a tabernacle for Jesus. You ain't supposed to make a tabernacle for nobody but one. That's the Lord God, okay?
Amen.
God, he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. This is the fifth verse. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. So that's the only one you're supposed to hear. Not Moses, not Elias. They're supposed to become second, okay? Hear anybody first. You ain't supposed to put nobody before Jesus or before the Lord, God,
Amen.
Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sixth verse says, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise. And be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only, because that's the one that you're supposed to be worshiping, okay? They only saw Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Hallelujah. And that's one of the reasons why Jesus didn't let them tell a lot of things, didn't let them discuss a lot of things that he told them, because they would have Because you know what they would have did? If they would have heard half the stuff that Jesus said to the apostles, you know what they'd have been doing? Jesus Christ wouldn't have never been successful in being sacrificed for the world, okay? Sins for the world. He would never been able to sacrifice himself for the sins of all mankind, okay? You know why? Because if they knew who he was truly, okay, and not that he was just the Messiah, but that he was the Lord God incarnate in flesh, you wouldn't been able to beat him off with a stick. but Jesus Christ was wise. God was wise. God said, "Hey, I can't show them who I am because they'll never leave me. They won't be able to kill me if they knew who I was." Thank you, Jesus. And then Jesus Christ came to the, Jesus Christ said, and his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?" Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus wanted that question. You know why Jesus wanted that question? That's the reason why he took him up to the mountain. Thank you, Jesus. What's the significance of Moses and Elias? Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to show that to you tomorrow, okay, the significance of Moses and Elias, okay? Why did Jesus Christ show both Moses and Elias together, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But he says in the 11th verse, and then I'm going to cut it off, Jesus answered and said to them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things." Elias
Amen.
Truly shall come and restore all things. Now, this is what we've been talking to you about, okay? And shall means in the future, right?
Amen.
Is that what Jesus said about John?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
By this time, John had his head cut off, right?
Amen.
By this time, John had his head cut off, right?
Amen.
But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. So why is Jesus saying he shall come, right?
Amen. Amen.
Is Christ just speaking amiss? Is Jesus Christ Looney Tunes? Does he know what he's saying? Is he crazy?
Amen.
Is he mixed up? Well, we're going to talk more to you about that tomorrow, okay? I'll reveal more of this to you tomorrow, okay? But we have to reveal this to you, lay this down to you little by little, okay? Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And we have to lay the groundwork down for you, okay, so that you have something to base on the things that we're telling you, okay? Now, when we lay all this groundwork, then you ain't going to have no excuse, okay? But you don't have to
Amen.
Believe. You know, you don't have to believe. That's up to you. Thank you, Jesus. But that's what we're going to do for you, okay? I'm going to hand it back over to my brother. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you more on this as we do part two to this tomorrow. And like I said, people, with this restitution and restoration, we're going to be going into some things, like I said, that some of you listening, you may, say, I don't agree with this. But once again, we just ask that you hear us out and take what we give you to the Lord. Okay, that's what we ask. We don't ask for your phone number or your address. We're not trying to hunt you down. You know, none of that. Okay, our job is just to give you the word. And after that, that's between you and God. And we're going to even, in dealing with this restoration, on another part, we're going to even talk about the sign of it, okay, and the things that came out, okay? So, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that, I'm telling you. So, therefore, you know, like I said, get in your prayer closet, okay, and get ready. That's what I say. Get in your prayer closet and get ready. Now, those of you that want to be lifting in pride and you tell me I ain't got to get in no prayer closet, well, that's you, okay? If you feel like you know everything, then hey, then I guess I'm not talking to you. But to the people that feel like, hey, I can humble myself to God and admit I don't know everything, I say this to you. Get in your prayer closet and get ready, okay? Once again, thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for my brother joining us. Don't forget tomorrow night, Lord, say the same 7 o'clock, part 2 of the times of the restitution and restoration of all things. So for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.